Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Sheffield Live.
With James Hargreaves.
Hello.
And me, Luke Crofts. Hope you're well. How's your week been, James?
Been good. It's been a nice week, hasn't it, really?
Well, the weather's been a bit up and down again, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But it's been a feel-good feeling around Sheffield.
Especially in Sheffield 6 and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed.
Sheffield Wednesday beat Brighton on Monday.
After a very tense game.
Well, they didn't beat them, but on aggregate they beat them. Yeah. We drew on the night, but won on aggregate, yeah. The worst 20 minutes I think I've ever sat through. Yeah. First 20 minutes of the first half was just absolute barrage from Brighton.
Brighton played excellent. It's as good as I've seen a team play for a 20-minute spell.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
They were very good, but couldn't capitalise, so... No. Wednesday going to Wembley on Saturday.
Yeah, and then the Premier League straight after.
Don't say that.
Imagine, isn't it?
Quite possibly. I was speaking to one of my friends the other day and she went, oh, I think you'll do it. I went, okay, see you later. Put the phone down.
I was out with some Blades last night and they were all saying, like, we know that you're going to do it. And that's United fans, like, died in the wool United fans, like, yeah, you're definitely going to do it. I certainly hope so. Not counting chickens at the minute, but...
No. There's a chance. There's a chance.
Yeah.
And there's a chance that we won't be here next week. Thanks to Paul for saying, yeah, going to be here for 2 hours next week, this week, guys, because I'm on holiday. We won't be.
Yeah, we likely won't. We will probably be very hungover in some London hotel.
In London.
Yeah. Yeah,
we will. Hopefully. Happy. Yeah. Happy hungover.
Indeed.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
So what have you been up to this weekend, James?
This weekend? On Friday, I've been out eating a lot. So on Friday, I went to Fear X Loathing, the burger joint on West Street.
It's a funny name, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Funny name.
I don't know if it's actually pronounced like that, but that's how it is. So is it Fear Times Loathing or Fear...
Fear X Loathing? Yeah. Is that what you said? Fear Cross Loathing?
Maybe. But
Fear Times Loathing? Have you said that?
Yeah.
That's it. We're out.
Fear multiplied by loathing equals burgers.
Yeah.
It was really nice. Probably, a bit on the expensive side, but very nice gourmet burgers. And some nice beers as well. They have a couple of proper casky ales that are made for them.
What were they called? Oh, custom ones.
Like Fear X Loathing IPA I drunk. And then There was a guest beer they had, but...
Everybody's doing it now, aren't they?
A bloody fiver a pint, though.
Oh, yeah, that's scandalous, isn't it? Scandalous.
12 quid burgers, well, 10 quid burgers and a fiver a pint.
Mortgage restaurant.
Yeah. Very nice, though. The wings, if you go there, I recommend the wings, the chilli wings. They were on the specials. They were gorgeous.
Well, I went to Vito's on Friday in Walkley.
Yeah.
And I thought that was expensive as well, and I were a bit disappointed, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it got really good review on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
I was not blown away.
Did I mention last week our attempted visit to the head of Steep?
Yes, and they'd got nothing of what you actually want.
Yeah,
basically nothing on the menu that they'd actually got apart from burgers.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be billed as a rib place or something.
No, that's the one. It's a barbecue rib place with no ribs.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday I went to Bantai, which sounds a bit ironic because it sounds like they're trying to get rid of what they're doing. They're trying to Bantai.
I've been there before with our good friend Dale Lefebvre.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was very nice. We went one lunchtime.
Yeah, I had an off-menu sea bass that my friend Andy that we went with, he goes there a lot and has the sea bass made for him that's not on the menu. And it's like in this mango and chilli sauce with pistachios.
Oh, that sounds
really
nice. That sounds good. Well, I've sort of gone back in time.
Oh, yeah?
I've fished out my old PS2.
Oh, yes.
And do you know what I've been playing on it? FIFA 98.
It is one of the best FIFAs.
It's such a good game. And that, when it came out, was just like blew everyone away because you could do all sorts on it. It was the first one where you could sort of edit players and it had all of the FIFA countries.
Mm-hmm.
Recognised countries that could qualify for the World Cup, and you didn't get that until like a couple of years ago. So it was like way ahead of its time, that game. Awesome. One of the first games I played on the PlayStation.
It was. I remember the very first FIFA International Soccer.
Was that on the...
It was on the Mega Drive, I think.
Yeah.
And it was the isometric view. Like the diagonal looking down. The pitch was diagonal.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That was a good game. Back in its day.
Because they brought it out on... It came out on the Master System, did it? And then the Sega Saturn. And then possibly. When the PlayStation came out, we got FIFA 97. That was the first one.
Yeah. I think I still have a Sega Saturn, and I think I've got FIFA 96 for that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
I've not played it for a while, so...
Well,
I can't remember.
Fair enough.
And I've got, in my cupboard at home, I've got a PS1, got a PS2, got a Dreamcast, a Sega Saturn. Got a veritable collection of consoles with hundreds and hundreds of games.
Well, I had the Sega... I always get them mixed up. I think it was the Mega Drive. It was the black one, and you put cassettes in the top.
And cartridges.
Yeah. Whatever. and the default game, if you didn't have one in, was Alex the Kid.
Oh, that's the Master System.
Ah, that's
Master
what I had then.
Master
System 2. I had the Master System. But me dad gave it to my nephew when he was little.
Yeah.
And it never came back. But that'd be great to play that again.
I got Alex Kid in Miracle World on... Xbox 360 when it came out. It came out on the marketplace on there.
Really?
Yeah. So,
but the original just converted.
Yeah, basically just to play. And it's very difficult.
It's a lot
harder than I ever remembered.
I could never get past the big frog. I had to give it to my dad to do the big frog.
Yeah. But even just getting down the first level into the water is really hard.
Yeah, it was a tough game. But really good. I mean, when you look at how it's moved on now, it's rubbish, isn't it? But
well, funnily enough, Carl Maloney has tweeted us in saying that he's listening to the squeak while driving a 4x4 in Madagascar en route to find treasure in a volcano. And that sounds utterly bizarre until you actually realise that he's obviously playing Uncharted 4.
Oh, right.
New PlayStation game, which...
I just thought he was telling lies again.
Well, that's every possibility we call. But Uncharted 4 is the best game I've ever played.
See, I mean, when I were younger, I'm talking like maybe 10, I used to play on games quite a lot. I was like the first one out of my friends to get the PS2 when it came out, and I got GTA 3, and it was like brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
But then since then, as my other half said, yeah, you sort of developed a life. Carl. I don't really play on games per se that much, but I just felt like getting the PS2 out, and I've seen if it still worked.
What you need to do is buy one of the current consoles, the PS4 or the Xbox One, and just get Rocket League for it, and that will be your entire life. Because
I've never heard of Rocket League.
It's the most addictive, brilliant, simple yet hard to master game. It's basically playing football with cars, rocket-powered cars.
Oh, it sounds a bit too ridiculous. I'm not sure I'd like
it. It's amazing. It's genuinely one of the most addictive games you'll ever play. And if you jump and time your boost right, you can literally fly through the air to hit the ball into the net, and it looks spectacular. Honestly, you've got to give it a go. You need to come round to mine and try some Rocket League goodness.
I think I want to do that, actually. And I want to play on... The other one, FIFA 96.
Yeah.
Because I actually bought FIFA 97 from it. I saw it in a charity shop and it were like a quid. I was like, oh, awesome. And then it didn't work.
Oh.
I know. So I felt a bit hard done by.
I once had the cartridge Strider for the Mega Drive when I was a kid, and I accidentally pulled it out whilst the power was still on, and it never worked after that.
Yeah.
So I went to a second hand shop and sold it for 12 quid and then went to the cinema. So someone somewhere probably bought a non-working edition of Strider from a second-hand shop in town. But I really enjoyed the cinema, though.
Can you remember what you went to see?
I can't, to be honest. I remember that because I was flush with £12, I bought but like one of the big meal deal things with a massive like hot dog and the huge drinks and the popcorn and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I really dined out on that.
You've never looked back since. <That's it.
laughs> This could have been the very start of me being as fat as I am.
and the other console I had was the Nintendo N64.
Oh, yeah.
And I only ever had one game for it. Best game, GoldenEye.
Yeah, yeah. Again, played that recently. I've got a remastered version of it.
Oh, yeah.
On PS3, yeah.
And how do you do that? How does that happen? Is it like a dodgy thing, or is somebody just...
No, they've re-released it. They re-released it.
They
re-released a remastered version of it with... they actually put Daniel Craig's face onto...
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like that. Because he weren't in GoldenEye, were he?
No. But yeah, again, a great game, but of its time, I think. Playing that, used to play the multiplayer on that.
The multiplayer was awesome because it was split screen.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
Do you know the multiplayer as well? They put that in just in the last 2 weeks of development. It was never planned to be in.
Really?
And just put it together in the last 2 weeks of development and left it in by accident.
That changed everything. And then one of the ones that came out on PS2, I think it was Nightfire. Because they stopped, because there weren't enough films to make the games out of the film. They started making their own story plot, and one of them was Nightfire, and the multiplayer for that was awesome.
I can't remember that was
split screen, but you had like AI bots as well, so you fought against the computer. It was really good.
Well, again, this Uncharted 4 that Carl's playing now, I've been playing the multiplayer of that this week, and that is brilliant as well. Just you hang around in a team of five and try and beat the other team.
A bit like Call of Duty type thing.
It's like that, but it's much more slow and methodical and like more planning to it. Like Call of Duty is just run and gun and die every 10 seconds, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. Somebody laid down with a sniper rifle and you get killed, you don't even know why.
It. This one, you like move methodically and you actually, the tactics come into it and stuff like that. It's really clever.
Mm. Anyway, you've rambled on about games for quite a while. What sort of music have we got lined up today? I've listened to a few of them before the show, but
yeah, we got some good ones again. Carlton Maloney's helped us find some of them this week. We got some Apollo Junction from Leeds.
I like them. They remind me a bit of U2.
Yeah, the opening intro to it is a bit U2-y.
Yeah, the rest of it isn't, so if you don't like U2, don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's it. Then we've got the 48Ks, good Sheffield band. The Lapels are from Glasgow, and we've got the Velcro Teddy Bears as well.
Now, the Velcro Teddy Bears are from the Royal Standard, aren't they?
You'll tend to find them in the Royal Standard quite a bit. Yes. To be fair, I was looking at their gig listing posting, and far be it from me to say that the band is overplaying Sheffield, but they've got 9 gigs listed in Sheffield on their current gig listing.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. A bit much for me, but...
Yeah,
there's a good band.
The idea for many people is that you don't overplay.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, isn't it, where especially if you're a jobbing band that wants to actually make some money out of it, like not that you make money, but like help pay for your rehearsal room or whatever, like to do loads of free gigs and then expect people to buy in for your next gig at whatever cost it is, it's weird. Mm. So like, well, I could have seen you for free 2 weeks ago and you're wanting a fiver now.
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? It's a
and
funny one.
Don't get me started on £9 tickets. That's been a big debate online this week.
Well, we'll come back to that one.
Let's have a play of Apollo Junction in the meantime. Yeah, Apollo Junction.
That was just a teaser for about 50 minutes to come.
So this is your U2 intro. It's called This Could Be The Day.
It's Apollo Junction. It's 2:15. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Get in touch on the Twitter at The Squeak.
Our home.
You've done it again, haven't you?
Look, it's not my fault. Because we can't hear anything, because this microphone won't go off, so I have to put it... Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, that
Apollo
was...
Junction.
Apollo Junction, this could be the day. They've been longlisted for Glastonbury, and they're playing the Isle of Wight Festival as well this year.
Ooh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I love the Isle of Wight Festival. Been there a few years.
That's an awesome gig, isn't it?
Yeah. It's... Yeah, Carl Maloney put us in touch with that one, so thanks,
Thank
Carl.
You, Carlton.
Yeah, and I also put him in touch with Mark from the LP Record Store, who was on our show.
Oh, Mark, yeah.
Yeah, and for the LP Record Store Day gig that he put on at the Washington, and that's becoming a regular thing as well now, so
it's going to
be another gig night at the Washington with decent bands that Mark's going to help run there. So to add to the list, we've got Carl Maloney's Rate Good Music. We've got LP Record Store gigs and whatever.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah,
is it because he's moving from Carl Maloney Presents to Rate Good Music?
Yeah, I think he's he doesn't like to give out presents anymore, so Carl Maloney's Presents is now turned to Rate Good Music.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's one of his staple sayings, isn't it?
Well, to be fair, it's Carl, so it could be. Rate good music, everybody.
All right.
Rate good music, everybody.
Yeah, when I first listened to his podcast, that was pretty much just those words over again.
Yeah,
and then some other people spoke. But that was all Carl said.
Bless him. What a legend.
Yeah, very good podcast, I have to say. I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, he's still going. He's now obviously is transitioning to Rate Good Music as the podcast as well. So if you're searching currently, you can probably find him under Carl Maloney Presents.
Absolutely.
Rate Good Music.
Indeed. What's been in the news this week then, James, that's not going to depress everyone?
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Because this week's news has been mightily depressing.
Well, some of it has been prevented.
Yes,
from being talked about, so we can't talk about it.
Yeah, we talked a little bit off air beforehand, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did, yes.
But we're not going to talk about or mention any names about any potential people that might have been involved in anything that we can't talk about.
Or not, as the case may be, allegedly.
Yeah. But yeah, if you like to get naked, Luke... then there's a restaurant opening up for you.
I'm glad you said that.
I'm not talking about getting into some kids' pool with, anyway.
That just sounds wrong, that now. We can't elaborate on it.
Yeah. I just for the record, Luke does not get naked and climb into kids' pools.
No, I don't. I don't.
Whether there's olive oil or anything, any other substance.
Or anything, indeed.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want to get naked whilst getting dinner in London, there's a new restaurant opening, a pop-up restaurant called Bunyadi.
Wowza. Bunyadi, what does that mean?
I've not a clue.
Oh.
It's some venture that's... they're opening in June in central London. They've not announced exactly where it is, but they've started taking bookings. And they've got a waiting list now with 32,000 people signed up to dine there.
Seriously?
Yeah. Bearing in mind that... You walk in, they offer you gowns, changing rooms and lockers. So you basically get your kit off and sit down and eat some food. And I can't think of anything more off-putting to food eating food than seeing someone like at one of the tables, butt naked.
Mm.
It's a very odd experience.
Well, I've just Googled... the meaning, and one of its synonyms is meaty.
Look. Brilliant.
So, quite funny.
I was saying earlier, you don't want to have your sausage served on a skillet in there, do you?
No.
It could be quite painful.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It could definitely. Very bizarre, very bizarre.
But there's this trend at the minute of these... weird restaurants opening up. There's a couple in Europe apparently that have opened up, and I was watching a news report that it was a clip on YouTube, and that they actually sent a presenter to do a live link from one of these naked restaurants, I think it was Australia or something, this one. But yeah, he stood there, like, obviously one of what he thought was one of the most safest places he could be, in front of like this blank wall with just a door in the background. The door happened to be the entrance to the kitchen, so the waitress just walked out in the background as he was
talking. So he had to stop the the old broadcast from happening there.
She showed off a lot more than what you would expect on a lunchtime TV programme.
Yeah, you just don't need it. Having said that, by the way, did you see Loose Women last week?
I try and avoid it, but I was sat at home working, and like my Facebook feed popped up with people going mad about like Harvey Price, Loose Women, like, and I thought, what's this? So found a clip on YouTube and must have watched it about 20 times on repeat, just laughing to myself. What a little legend that guy is.
Yeah, I mean,
well, not so little.
It's a fairly serious subject they were discussing and talking about, online trolls.
Yeah.
So Katie Price, as many will know her as Jordan, gets quite a lot of abuse through Twitter and the likes. And some of it's been targeted to her son Harvey, who's obviously disabled and blind.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she asked him live on Loose Women, what do you say if somebody's nasty to Harvey?
Yeah, and what did he say, Luke?
He said a word that I can't say on air. He said, hello, you swear word.
Yeah.
A fairly extreme swear word. But obviously it took everybody by surprise.
Probably on a ranking of swear words, it's up there at the top as one of the worst swear words.
It's up there with the... You know, it's in the top one of words you can't say on the radio.
My favourite part of it is the reaction of the public to this, because I think we skirted over it a few weeks ago of people that complain about TV programmes really wind me up, because just don't watch the TV. Turn off if you're going to complain. And people are so quick to complain about stuff. This went by with no complaints. Like, everybody was like, yeah, fair enough, that's what you would say to somebody.
I think under the circumstance, I mean, obviously we don't want to hear that on the telly, but...
I do. especially from Harvey Price at lunchtime on Loose Women.
Yeah, yeah.
I think maybe he was just greeting the presenters.
Yeah, I've got to say, it's not a show I hold in much, you know, high esteem or anything like that. But yeah, under the circumstance, I think people thought, well, fair enough. You know, if people having a go at this poor kid, then yeah, well within his rights.
It was excellent. A really good piece of television that will live on in our memories forever.
Yeah. So, amen. And if you haven't seen it,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of things that we're talking about that we can't really talk about today. Just search the web.
Yeah, it's where we get everything from anyway, so yeah. don't bother listening to us, just read it all online.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, do listen to us. Do listen to us, though. Manchester United won the FA Cup yesterday.
They did?
Looks like being Louis van Gaal's last game in charge. Reports surfaced yesterday afternoon about... pretty much nailed on that Jose Mourinho is going to take over on Tuesday. So it looks like being his last game in charge. Did you watch the cup final?
I didn't. I was out on my way to Bantai, but I had it on my phone, the updates, which I think annoyed my other half. But yeah, I was hoping that Palace would do it.
I was as well. Just
and it sounded like from the updates that Palace were under pressure a lot of the time, but breaking well and had a lot of good chances.
It wasn't the best. I mean, it was a typical cup final. It wasn't the best game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, anybody could have scored the first goal, and Crystal Palace did score a screamer.
Yeah.
But then 3 minutes later, United equalised.
Immediate response. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. It's like they had to sort of go behind before they responded, before, you know, they turned up, sort of thing. But the reason I brought that up is because it looks like being Van Gaal's last game in charge. I just wanted to talk about what a character he's been. He's very, it's my way.
Yes.
With the press, with the players, with everybody. It says it how it is.
I love a manager that's like that with the press.
It doesn't do him any favours, though, does it?
It doesn't, but it's very amusing to watch, especially when you get a journalist questioning him in, and it just awkward, like, it just treats them really bad.
Yeah.
It seems really standoffish with them.
He called a journalist stupid, didn't he? He asked him a question. He went, it's stupid. Stupid question. Just dismissed it out of hand.
What was I watching the other day? I think it was a clip of, was it Celtic's manager being interviewed?
Ronnie Delia.
Yeah.
He's gone though, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he has. I don't know whether it's a recent... I'd never seen a clip before, but the Celtic manager being interviewed and the reporter asked him a question of, are these players good enough for Europe? And he basically laid into that reporter saying, what do you mean? I can't believe you're asking that question, and just laid into him for a good 5 minutes of, he's played here in Europe, he's done this in Europe, he's done that, like going through the whole list of the squad. And then like somebody walked down the tunnel, one of the coaching staff or whatever, and he actually turned around live on television and he's going, can you believe what this guy's just asked me? And having a full conversation, the poor reporter stood there going, well, can we move on?
Shall I tell that as a yes? Well, there was one clip where Fellaini had been sent off for Manchester United and somebody had pulled his hair back. He's got a fairly big afro. And he responded and got sent off. So this is what Louis van Gaal said. I just want to play this clip because it's been having me in stitches since I heard it.
Yeah. And only in sex masochism, then it is allowed.
Now, he asked him, he said, do you think he was wrong to react? And he said, well, you're not allowed to pull someone's hair back.
Yeah.
Only in sex masochism is it allowed. What a response. What a response that is. So, you know, I mean, you know me quite well. Once I get something in my head, I tend to, like, live off it for a week.
Yeah.
And that's
sex masochism. I can't even say it.
I had a few yesterday and I couldn't say it, but it was just, yeah, just had me in stitches.
It's been a good week for kind of football stuff. And what I've really enjoyed... I don't tend to watch, you know, the playoff semi-finals and stuff generally each year, but I've watched it because Wednesday's been... The whole Sky coverage has been brilliant, and Ian Holloway has been awesome.
He's having the best time of his life, isn't he? I think he's really, really enjoying it now he's not in management.
Yeah.
He's just so passionate, and he's just living and breathing it, isn't he?
Yeah, he gets right into it. He bigs up all the teams that are in it, and he really knows what he's talking about as well, I think, and does it in an amusing way.
Yeah, he's been there enough times, hasn't he, himself, with his former clubs. But I noticed that. It was after we'd played Brighton at home, he was talking to Carlos for what seemed like an age.
Well, I loved that because that was like, it was a 20-minute interview straight after a game with the manager of the winning team.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a really good interview as well because, you know, the presenter obviously was doing well and he... like when Ian Holloway gets involved and starts his little quips, it's great.
He is funny.
There was also a clip from one of the other playoff games, can't remember who it was, where they were in the studio a bit talking before the game, or it might have been at half time, and Ian Holloway made a quip about one of the big players that said, like, someone said that he might have had his twin when they were kids or something, just as a joke. And the other presenter couldn't present. He was just laughing.
I mean, he's another one that's had some awesome quotes over the years, isn't he? Yeah. He's just been great. Anyway, move back onto football for some reason.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time for the next song of the day. It's the 48Ks.
Yep. Do as I say, Luke.
I will.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Sheffield Live.
The 48Ks from Sheffield. Good band, good live band. They got a new EP, which that's on, available for pre-order now. And an EP launch party coming up on the 24th of June at Leadmill.
Are they from Sheffield then?
Yeah.
We've never had their music in before, have we?
I don't think so, no.
And we've been on since November?
Yes.
Come on.
This is our 29th show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wowza.
The big 3-0 next time. Not next week.
Not next week,
because we're
not here. Yeah.
That Sheffield show they're doing at Leadmill. Good lineup. Got Sabella, Dirty Sterling and Ginger Tom on as well. And they're playing the Crystal Stage for Tramlines.
Ah. Yes, that'll be a good one. Yeah. Lots of exciting bands for the Crystal Stage.
Yeah.
Check out the Facebook page. Excuse me. Check out the Facebook page for the full lineup. But that's going to be great. A great weekend. Hopefully great weather as well.
Yeah.
If you are in a band, or you know anybody that is in a band, or any of our listeners know people that are in bands,
that you that's covered the same thing. All bases there. Yeah.
Well, we need music sending in, don't we?
Yeah.
And you know, like we've played a couple of bands there that we've not had music from before, so yeah. We know that there's music out there.
I think all the bands today we haven't played before.
That's good in many ways.
Yeah.
But send us your music in. Yes. Is the message. Get in touch on Twitter at the Squeak ST. That's not right. ST. T H E S Q W E E K.
What were you spelling then?
I don't know. Sent something.
Well, Claire Brady has managed to tweet us.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. She says it got clean plates at their end and they're now on board. You should rename the second half of your show Sunday Dessert.
Well, it's better than the Squeak.
Yes. I'm not so sure that we can spell Sunday Dessert wrong, though, can we? So
we could end up putting Sunday Desert.
Well, yes.
There's every chance, isn't there?
Yeah. That'd be quite a dry dessert, wouldn't it? That?
Yes. Yes. You've been tweeting this, Claire.
Yeah,
that's why I don't understand the reference. Oh yeah, you know, I thought that there's no podcast up from last week.
Well, what I did was
you've not done it, have you?
I thought I had.
He's not done it, Claire.
Yeah, I thought I had, and then it was when Claire pointed it out last night by tweeting us saying "Where's the podcast?" And calling us sloppy, which is right to do. It was literally me. I genuinely thought that I'd done it on Monday morning for some reason. I think I obviously like.
Remember doing it the week before and thought, oh, I've done it.
I think that
sometimes.
I think what I'd done is I'd like uploaded it ready and then just not set it. So, yeah, I'm basically rubbish, and Claire's pointed that out. Although the conversation did take a weird turn where we were starting to rate the podcast on a scale of 1 to roast chicken.
Well, not even the skin if it's not uploaded, is it?
No. But it is uploaded. I say it live this morning. And so people can now listen to last week's show now. But don't do that, because we're on now.
Yeah.
After the show now, listen to last week's show and...
Or you could listen to last week's show now and then tune in for the rest of this and the podcast.
Yes.
But don't do that. It's just silly.
How confusing.
Is it... Oh, it has uploaded. Tramlines Festival is definitely at a weekend.
I couldn't think what to call it, so yeah. We did have a long discussion about when Tramlines was and
well,
got the dates mixed up.
Just sort of on that, guess what I'm having for Sunday dinner today?
Roast chicken.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going out though, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm going home. So, yeah. Slightly different.
You're not having KFC then? On your way home, picking up a bucket of KFC.
Absolutely not.
Sunday dinner.
No, I'm a bit. I've just had to like really stretch to close that window.
Yeah.
But you know, for the benefit of the radio, is quite a stretch for me. So I'm a bit juxtaposed. Anyway, the lyrics in that song: "Do as I say, not as I do."
Yeah.
Did your parents ever say that to you?
Oh yeah.
It was the most annoying saying ever, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's just not fair.
It isn't fair. What parents? Things that parents say are brilliant, aren't they? And then you look back, and then if you're with kids, because I've got nephews and nieces and goddaughter or whatever, you find yourself saying the same things that you used to hate being told.
You do. Now, some of my dad's jokes are absolutely god-awful.
To be fair, all of your jokes are dad jokes that are god-awful.
I know,
so
I know.
It runs in the family.
It must do. I think we turn into our parents, which is scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bit depressing.
Yeah. I was wanting to see how long we could keep.
I thought you'd talk first there, but I just couldn't help it.
Yeah, so we were talking about the Naked Restaurant. And another little European treat for diners is a Burger King in Finland, in Helsinki, had decided that they're going to turn it into a spa.
All right. When's the big opening?
Well, what's it say here? I'm reading it from CNN, and it's Burger King in Finland has opened an in-store spa and 15-person sauna, so you can basically eat your Whopper whilst... That's not a euphemism. Yeah, you can eat your Whopper burger whilst sat in the sauna. Brings a whole new meaning to the term meat sweats, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, dear.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Yeah, wow, how bizarre. Why would you want a sauna in a Burger King?
God knows. 15-person sauna with shower room, locker room, and media lounge with TV and gaming facilities. Spread out on blue and red benches in the sauna, perhaps covering their modesty with a Burger King towel or robe.
Wow. See, I mean, you associate saunas and the like with being like part of like a health weekend.
Yeah.
Not a fast food restaurant. Just seems a bit bizarre.
CNN article says, you can enjoy a meal as flame-grilled as your skin. Wow. Although your fries might wilt in the humidity.
It has been a slow news week, in fairness.
It has.
Very creative, though. I like it. Anyway, time for another one, I think.
Yes. This is the Lapels.
One of your favourites.
It's my favourite tune of the moment, and I've only really heard it a couple of times, and it's really, really grown on me. These guys are coming to Sheffield Live soon.
Just coming up to 1:45, DJ Ski will be following us with Platinum Plates. But this is The Squeak, we're on until 3, and this is the Lapels. Take a chance and try the long walk home. 17 and on your own. And she's found out something. And she's found out something. And she's found out something. She wants new trouble. We'll be right back.
Live.
So yeah, they're touted as being one of the big up-and-coming bands of the minute, the Lapels, and that's their track 17. They're playing the Rocking Chair on the 9th of June with Adelphi co-headlining. And after this week's online rants about £9 tickets, this one is actually coming in, quality gig, just a fiver in, straight fiver, and a really good night of music.
So what's the issue with the £9 tickets?
The £9 tickets is... There's been some gigs being promoted at various venues in Sheffield, and not wanting to like criticise any promoter or bands or whatever, but basically they're charging £9 for a local lineup of like three or four like local bands. When every other local gig seems to be around about a fiver, and it's just I don't know, it sounds of exploitation to me. I just don't agree with the whole kind of £9 plus a booking fee plus whatever else.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we went to see Slow Readers and that, they were £7.
Yeah.
But there were no booking fee, were they?
Yeah. Slow Readers are also...
And they're not from Sheffield.
They're not from Sheffield. Decent travelling band that have a good following and whatever. I mean, you can... There's local bands like the Sherlocks who command a £10 fee, but they've got a big enough audience to do that. One of the gigs that were being promoted for £9, which has now been cancelled apparently, was a band that have only done one gig in Sheffield, and that was a free entry gig. And then their next gig, they're expecting people to pay £9 to get in and see them. It's just all very weird to me. There just needs to be some common sense applied by certain bands and promoters.
Yeah, I think it passes me by in certain respects, because if it's somebody that I don't know, then I won't pay the £9.
Yeah.
So I won't go and see him. Simple. Yeah. But if it's somebody that I've seen and I like, then yeah. But
yeah,
if they've only done one gig...
Well, this particular gig, it was four bands... all not very well known. All of them, you look at their Facebook and their previous gigs, and every single gig they've done recently has been a free entry gig. And they're all very new bands. They've done free entry gigs recently in Sheffield, and then their next gig, the promoter was expecting people to pay £9 to get in. Some promoters then say, well, you can get the tickets cheaper from the band. Which is fair enough.
And then some of the money goes towards the band who shift the tickets. Well, that's normally how it works, isn't it?
Well, yeah, if the band sells the tickets, then they get a cut of the ticket price, which is usually £2 or £3 or whatever.
Yeah.
But then by getting it cheaper from the band, on a lot of occasions, are then forsaking their £2 or £3. So they're providing the product that you want to go and see and not getting rewarded for it. And everyone else kind of gets their cut, but the band have forsaken theirs to allow their fans to come in for cheaper. It's just a very twisted way of doing it for me. So I think there needs to be a bit of a revolt. And I think bands are responsible as well, because they shouldn't be doing that, to be fair. If they value their music and the product they're putting out, if they think it's worth people paying to come and see, then charge them and make some money out of it and pay for your next rehearsal rooms and your CDs to be produced and make more money and make it bigger. That's my little rant on £9 tickets.
You were joking when you said it was going to be a rant, were you?
But I'm not trying to criticise any particular promoters or gigs or whatever. This has come about from that one gig poster, which has then kind of opened up a can of worms about the whole kind of scene around Sheffield. And everyone should stick together and, you know, work together and make it a really good place to go out and gig, because there's some awesome music in Sheffield that people should be prepared to pay for. Just have to do it in a common sense way, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, and benefit everyone.
Well, I mean, when you look at tram lines, Crystal Stage is free.
Yeah. And all the bands are generally, hopefully, getting looked after by the people running it.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. I think, you know, there just needs to be that bit of common sense approach to the bands who for me are the main thing of it, who are providing the product and the entertainment for people to go. There's obviously, the promoters have to make some money out of it, fair enough. They have to cover the costs, the venue have to cover the costs. That's fine. but make sure that the band providing the critical product get a bit out of it too.
Time for the last song of the day. It's Velcro Teddy Bears.
Yeah.
Which one?
It says that. What? That's what makes you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I couldn't get that out. I'm still thinking about those whoppers in a sauna.
Oh dear. Velcro Teddy Bears and DJ Scoop at 3. Well, that's your job too.
Yeah.
is Sheffield Live.
So yeah, the Velcro Teddy Bears, and as I said earlier, if you want to see them live, they're a good live band, and you can probably just walk into a chip shop on a Tuesday afternoon and they'll be there playing, because they seem to be playing everywhere in Sheffield at the minute.
Meow.
Now, I really like those guys, but yeah, they've got 9 gigs in Sheffield listed at the moment. And yeah, if you want to see them, then head to their Facebook page and they've got a whole list of their gigs on there.
Yeah, or pop across at Royal Standard.
Yeah.
Because that's where they hang about.
Yeah.
You can get some merch in there as well, can't you, I think?
Yeah, it's a nice little bar, that, isn't it? I think.
Yeah, it's all right. We went in before we went to the Leadmill gig.
Yeah. The October Drift Leadmill gig, and they've kitted it out really nice. It's got a decent little stage and sound system in there, and then they've got like all the merch and stuff behind the bar.
Mm.
And it looks quite a good little place to go and get some music.
Absolutely. The hour's almost up, so we'll be heading off soon. DJ Ski will be coming in with his platinum plates. What are you up to over the week, James? He's still doing the bits with the Bailey guys.
Yeah, yeah. We're actually going for Sunday lunch with them.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in an hour or so. Going to meet up with them and, yeah, going to try and sell some more of this amazing jewellery.
Marvellous. Marvellous. And then, hopefully, at the weekend, London.
Yes, hopefully so. I've not got a ticket yet, but I shall be getting my ticket as soon as possible. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully get a train down, stay over somewhere, come back the next day.
Well, they've changed how they're doing the tickets this time, haven't they? Because they're doing it through an agent, like a ticket distributor.
Yeah, it's all through C-Tickets. C-Tickets generally handle the ticketing for Wednesday.
Oh, do they?
Background all the time. It's done under the Wednesday shopfront, but yeah, they're it's all done, and it's done as fairly as possible. The season ticket holders who've been to the most away games and stuff get the priority, which is fair enough.
Mm.
Hang on.
DJ Ski's just given me something.
You've got a treat.
Well, you stole the chapatis last time. I'll share it with you, James. Oh, it looks really good.
Oh, what is that? Flapjack.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Does she?
She's never even met you. I love she's baked for you, hasn't she?
I know, yeah.
Your missus is awesome.
What is it, this, Rob?
Thank you very much again.
I hope you're not
No, I mean, to be fair, DJ Ski, giving me food wins me over every time, and she's done it very nicely a couple of times now, so...
It's the first batch she's done for her, and it's a pretty good batch. So,
it's lovely.
I thought that's
not good for the radio, like, but...
Oh, that's nice. It's that right kind of gooiness, isn't it?
Yes.
I like a good gooey flapjack.
Well, she's listening.
Why is that funny?
Oh, she's listening. Thank you very much.
Checked his flapjack from you.
Yeah. Yes, thank you very much for the flapjack.
Thank you, Mrs.
Very much appreciated.
Mrs. Ski.
Mrs. DJ Ski.
Anyway, I'm going to put that down because that's very nice.
I'm eating mine.
I'll do all the talking. So, yeah, we won't be back next week, will we?
No. Week after is 2-hour show, though, I think.
Yeah, because Paul Sellers will still be on holiday.
I say with my mouth full.
Yeah. So, we'll be back in 2 weeks, but stay around for DJ Ski on at 3, and have a good week.
Bye.
I've not done anything to set up for the show, have I? There we go.
Sheffield Live.
Bloody hell.
Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.